This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Friday, July 26th to you. Welcome to the County 10 Podcast. You made it to a Friday. Congratulations on that. I'm Jared Anderson. We're in the Porter's 10Cast studios. Excited about the show today. Cowboy poet, CWC food liaison. That's actually what his business card says, food liaison. Founding member of Fremont Local Food Hub and soon-to-be podcaster and all-around great guy, too. Jack Schmidt will join us here on the show today. Jack is always up for a fun conversation, and you're going to like this one here in just a few minutes. We'll also chat with County 10 reporter Amanda Faring about the Fremont County Fair and some fun weekend events coming up. And as was our tradition, at least for the only Friday we've had a podcast so far, we're going to keep our Friday Tunes segment up and play another Wyoming-based song to play us into the weekend. Today's music selection near the end of the show features Chancey Williams and the Younger Brothers Band, a Moorcroft, Wyoming band. They're playing the Fremont County Fair coming up on Wednesday the 31st. So give you one of their new songs to play us into the weekend here in just a little bit. Want to thank our friends at Bells and Bows in Lander. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique now giving 10% off your entire back-to-school purchase. So if you're a teacher, a staff member, a student, come check out what they've got to start the school year. They've got a bunch of new wardrobe options there. 10% off your entire back-to-school order right now at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street, downtown Lander. To get that 10% off, make sure you mention that you heard it on the County 10 Podcast. First up here in studio is County10.com reporter Amanda Faring. I don't know about you. I'm assuming this is true for you, especially knowing how many things you've been to this week, but it feels like Friday's taken a long time to get here.
Yeah, it's been a very busy week. Yeah, even yesterday, I wasn't sure what day it was. Well, rushing into one.
Today is definitely Friday. I know that awesome. You and Cameron have any weekend plans? You doing anything?
Yeah, so we're actually going to head on over to the 8 Days of Awesome 2019 Fremont County Fair. Check that out. Tomorrow is the first day. Looks like lots of great things on the docket for that. In particular, we've got the Twilight Fair Parade starting at 6 p.m. on Main Street there in Riverton. And then after that, we've got the $10,000 Ranch Rodeo that starts at 7:30. So lots of great things to kick off there on Saturday.
Yeah. I know some of the other big night shows coming up that are always popular. The Ram Rodeo Nights, I think, are Monday and Tuesday. Big Wyoming band, Chancey Williams and the Younger Brothers, coming in on Wednesday.
Awesome. Yeah.
That'll be a bunch of fun. And then Demolition Derby is always one of the most attended as well. Yeah. Anything out of those you're looking forward to?
Yeah, always that, the wrapping up there on Saturday the 3rd, looking at that Demolition Derby, always an exciting time.
So fair activities kicking off the last couple of days. There's a bunch of stuff happening today and tomorrow and throughout the weekend. What are some of the big highlights on your schedule, at least?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm very interested in checking out that Pee Wee Cat Showmanship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really curious. I haven't been to a fair that's had that before. So pretty curious about that. The other things that I'm looking forward to, the FFA exhibits, which are going to be in place on Sunday. So it's always a good time to head out there and check on that. And then Sunday evening, though, Wiener Dog Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about that as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the Wiener Dog Derby, and I get that concept. I love the FFA, the 4-H exhibits, mm-hmm. all the different mm-hmm. animal stuff. What is a cat show, and how do you train a cat to do things? Because all the cats I know would not cooperate with that.
You know, I have no idea what a cat show is, which is why I really want to go check
yes.
it out.
Yes,
I definitely know that my cat would not want to partake in this.
No, not at all.
So I'm really curious to see, like, actually, how do you train the cat to, you know,
yeah.
do this? Like, what are we doing?
Like, right. Right. Exactly.
If it's like a dog, you know, they like check it out and see, but you know, all the dog shows I've ever seen, they've got, you know, like running through obstacles and all that as well. And following them around. I just feel like the cat on a leash would just fall over. And
sure.
That's it.
And I'm sure there are people that are better at training cats than I can ever imagine sure. and that I ever would be. Sure. I get the dog thing for sure, but I'm really interested to see what a cat show is exactly. Other news at county10.com right now. Cool story you had yesterday about the Riverton Special Olympics softball team. They are headed to the Summer Sports Classic. Where is that? What's going on exactly?
Yeah, so they're headed to the Summer Sports Classic, like you said, in Casper.
Cool.
That's a two-day event. It starts on August 16th and ends on the 17th. And there's going to be lots of great athletes out there. We've in particular got the Riverton softball team headed to play. The last 2 years, they have been state champions, which is super exciting.
Wow.
I chatted with Jenny Wildcat yesterday, the head coach, and she was super excited and very hopeful that we'll bring it home for a third year in a row. So that's super exciting, and get out there and support Special Olympics.
Yeah, good luck to everybody involved in that. I can't wait to hear how that turns out. One of the coolest things I saw in County 10 this week, at least as far as photographs, was a moose family. Was that in Riverton, or where was that?
Yeah, that was in Riverton.
I got a bunch of shares. It's always fun to see how many shares wildlife gets.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's crazy that that's just so many shares with the wildlife, which is awesome because wildlife is, you know, awesome and majestic.
Yes, it is. You're doing a great job with our Instagram page as well. So if you have an Instagram account and want to follow County 10 on Instagram, there's a bunch of cool photos up there. Speaking of wildlife and pretty photography and stuff, make sure to follow along with Amanda's work there. Anything else you're tracking down for a Friday before we get into the weekend?
Nope, just prepping and resting up for this busy upcoming 8 days of awesome.
Yep, for sure. Looking forward to the fair. Amanda, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We're talking about food. Now that I have your attention, all things local foods coming up here in less than a minute with Jack Schmitz on the County 10 Podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Scott Fuller. Last year, I produced a podcast project on the Amy Roe Bechtel disappearance called Frozen Truth. I interviewed some people involved in the case and investigated Amy's disappearance on location right here in Fremont County. Now, I'm teaming up with County10.com to bring you a new podcast project. It's called Dead and Gone in Wyoming. Every month, we'll be telling the story of a murder or mystery in the Wild West history of this remarkable state. Stay tuned for details. They are coming soon. And we can't wait to bring you Dead and Gone in Wyoming. Look for the launch in the next few weeks.
By the way, Dead and Gone in Wyoming launches on Monday. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date with the launch time. But Monday morning, that will be available for you to enjoy. First episode is really, really good. I can't wait for you to hear it. We've made it 2 weeks here in the County 10 Podcast. We're in the Porter's 10Cast Studios, episode number 10 of the show. Really excited about our next guest. One of my favorite people is with us, Jack Schmitz. No pun intended, he is kind of a jack of all trades, a cowboy poet, the Central Wyoming College food liaison, the mastermind behind the Riverton Local Food Hub. He works at the farmers markets. He does everything if local food is involved, and Jack will soon be a podcaster on the 10Cast Network. Mr. Schmidt, thanks so much for joining us. For folks that don't know, a couple bullet points of your background, and how'd you get out here to the Rocky Mountains?
Well, if you'd like to, one thing that I do, not well, I don't do anything well. The kids call me a have-been because I've been damn near everything. But I do a little poetry. I do quite a little bit of poetry, actually. And if you like, I've got a resume in rhyme.
Please.
I used to shoe horses. I used to shear sheep. I worked at a feedlot quite a while. I grew up dreaming of buying a ranch and raising cattle and horses in style. But life pulled a fast one. Time took a turn. Fate pulled that wool over my eyes. You see, it takes more than hard work and dreaming to buy a ranch and survive. So then I bought cattle, I traded horses, I sold feed. I worked for the Livestock Gazette, doing whatever it took to stay close to that land that I'd never get. I was in ag broadcasting and in ranch real estate, in my hat, my boots, and my gloves, drawing a check as I went down the road from the people that I wished that I was. Oh, I know I've been lucky to have had all these jobs, They let me stay close to the land. I'll never own that ranch in my dreams, but maybe I can lend you a hand. That's basically it. I've been darn near everything. We started out in the Midwest. The family had a commission firm at the old stockyards in Kansas City. And so I grew up there in the livestock marketing trade,
mm-hmm.
and was real fortunate because in that time and in that business, everything was done on a handshake, and there was a lot of integrity. And of course, agriculture people are mostly about as good as they can get. There's a few clunkers, but most of them were as good as they are in the United States. So the livestock business in that time was a great one for a young man to get started in. And I did that, but also very, very volatile. Mm-hmm. So there was lots and lots of ups and downs, and did a lot of different things. So I've had my finger in a lot of different pies in the industry, and I've seen it progress. And what I'd like to do now is, as I go into my dotage, is help young people as they come up in agriculture kind of figure this thing out just a little bit to maybe where it could go and where we want it to go to keep more of those people on the land.
Yeah. What's kind of the state of agriculture and local food and everything you're invested in central Wyoming right now, and where do you see it going in the next few years?
Central Wyoming is really a microcosm of the whole United States. It's very exactly what we're doing, and the whole food economy is what we're experiencing here in Wyoming. That being, over the last, since the Second World War, what we've experienced is specialization and vertical integration, people getting more specialized in what they do and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then those big companies, by mergers and acquisitions, then can take control of the power. Now, we've still got that farm base is still there, and I don't want to denigrate the family farmer, because they're still there. They're still working and really trying every day, but their ability to be able to access the market is getting less and less all the time. So in other words, the big guys are getting bigger piece of the pie, and the little guys are getting a smaller piece of the pie.
Yeah.
And maybe we could change that.
Yeah, definitely. One of the big things you've been working on here in Fremont County is the Fremont Local Food Hub. What is that? What was the inspiration behind that?
Hub's got a different connotation, kind of wherever you go in the country, but how we figured the hub is... The hub is an organization that will support all the different spokes that are in agriculture that need to be addressed to get more processing and marketing in the food economy. We want to get more local food into the local food, mm-hmm. into what we use. We're trying to put the figures together right now, but as near as we can tell, even though you look out here right now, food everywhere. It all leaves, almost all of it leaves, gets processed, packaged, and then brought back here.
Yep.
So it loses that identity. Not only do we lose the identity, we lose the ability to keep those dollars here in Fremont County. That's what's happening in the whole world, and that's really what's happening here. So that's the purpose of the hub, is trying to figure out some way to rebuild that local food infrastructure.
And I know we're working on getting you a physical location for this effort. We're looking at the old Airport Cafe in Riverton. How's that process going, and how can folks get involved if they want to either bring ideas to the table, if they want to contribute financially, if they have questions about it, how can they get involved?
It's close, but, you know, like we were talking about, patience, and I don't have much, and I'm getting old, you know, so I don't know if I'm going to last this thing out. But it's we've been at it. The hub concept came about 6 months ago. The city's been really good to work with. They need some kind of a vendor up there at the airport to take care of the airline passengers. We could do that with totally local food and make it a really good little restaurant, plus use that facility as a concept kitchen for a lot of these people that want to go ahead and make their product where they can get it out to the state. So where we're at with that right now is the city. We should be on the agenda for the 6th of August.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
We should know something then, and then just as quick as we can, then, you know, then we're up and running and going. The financing of this thing, we kicked it around, and I'm kind of proud of what we came up with in that, you know, when you, Jared, when you're talking about financing now, the first thing everybody talks about, well, let's get a grant. Let's get this. Let's get a loan. Oh, boy. There's, wow, when you look into that stuff, everything's got a hook in it, you know? So what we've come up with for, and because this is a, such a totally beneficial to the whole economy and the whole community, is community support of this hub. So what we've come up with is the Hub Club. So the Hub Club is for a $50 annual membership. Then you will be a supporter of local food. You'll probably get a little thing to go beside your County 10 thing in your back window that tell you what you are. But more than that, you'll be able to get this started to where we can get going and rolling and see how what the community's going to want. We know what we've taken a lot of surveys, but we want to know what the what that community wants to do, because that's the ones we're working for. That can be done. There is a web page, RivertonLocalFoodHub.com. There's a Facebook page, same way. So go to those pages. We haven't maintained them much yet because we're not, haven't got this contract signed.
Sure.
But if any comments, anything like that, we're open, we're ready to go. And Hub Club memberships are highly desirable, and we sure want to sell you one.
Yeah, $50 not bad at all to support a really great thing here that invests in the community.
Plus, and there will be an annual harvest meal.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a $50 value deal. Right, yeah. There. Yeah. How many local folks do you have involved in kind of the local food effort right now? Have you talked to local restaurants and suppliers? Anybody you want to shout out that's doing really exceptional work for you?
Yeah, as far as restaurants go, Rowena Bland down at the trailhead has been an early adapter. In fact, I was talking to her this morning, and she's, what we have to do, there's four new greenhouses that have gone this spring right in the Riverton area that I know of. And so there's a lot of stuff I don't know about. There's a lot of stuff going on. Well, if we could get together and get with the restaurants to get that local food in the stores, and they're all very willing to do it. We just have to get it to where it complies with the federal regulations and the consumer health. And that's all doable, and that's one of our big missions.
Right. This may have been a question I should have started with, but for folks out there that may be new to this local food effort, why for them is it so important? Why should they care that their food comes from somewhere local instead of going, well, I go to the supermarket and I pick up the steak or the cut of beef I want? Why is it important to eat local?
Probably the most important point right there is what we've got, the most abundant, safest food source that we've ever had in this earth. And there, right now, our cost of food, they say, is under 10%. Okay, so it's pennies on the dollar that we're spending for food. Why do we want to go out and spend 3 or 4 or 5 times more on something different? Well,
yeah.
There's lots and lots of reasons, and there's lots and lots of people that want to do it. There's the economic thing for the local economy. There's a lot of people that want to know where their food comes from. There's food safety issues. Not that the food that we're producing out of Walmart's not safe, but if I had the choice between something from Smith's and their wonderful people or for something out of my neighbor's garden, I'm going to buy it out of my neighbor's garden, even if it's 5 or 6 times higher. Now, you take that and then get that with that's what we want to do is make those people that want to get back in production can. So there's the economic part of it. There's the health part of it. A lot of people think that that local food is a lot healthier. And there's all kinds of statistics and all people that will get on the stump and really preach that thing. And I agree with them. I eat local food, and I'm the healthiest son of a gun you've ever seen.
I can tell.
Yeah. That's why I'm jumping up and down right now. But the big thing, I think, Jared, is that just common sense, it's that flavor. And it's good, it's fresh, and fresh is local.
Yeah.
And it just makes, so do you want the best there is, or do you want a substance, just to get along and keep you alive?
Right.
And we're not looking to get rid of the commodity food. That's not what we're here at all. We just want to get the people that want to eat better, get them the ability to be able to eat better.
Mm-hmm. Love the health aspect, but then I love supporting local people as well. I know you and your wife involved in the local farmers markets. How's that going? Anything we need to plug about farmers markets here locally?
You bet. Now we got two of them going now in Riverton. They moved to the city park this year with the Wednesday evening market, and I haven't been much help because I had to get a knee put in. But those guys, they're doing a great job in the park. A big shout out to the city on being able to move down there because it's a wonderful venue. And so that's on the Wednesday evening farmers market. And this, we're coming right into the flush of the year. So come on down every Wednesday. There's always something new. And we'll try to keep that on the radio here, yep, too, as much as we can. Then also Saturday morning, there's another farmers market on Saturday morning in the parking lot at City Hall. Okay. And then the several, of course, Lander's got one on Saturday too. So a lot of good, fresh food available.
Mm-hmm.
What we want to do at the hub is make it to where that translates into a year-round supply system to where you can have access to it all the time.
Yeah, big fan of the one on Wednesdays, and then go over to Lander once in a while to check theirs out. And I stock up on Wednesday, and then by the time the next Wednesday rolls around, I go, I went last week and got all kinds of stuff. But if I show back up, there's always something new. So I have enjoyed the farmers markets very much. You, and this is going to start in August, but are going to join the 10Cast Network, and we're going to do a local food podcast. What kind of things can we expect from it, and who should listen to a podcast about local foods?
I'd say if you like to eat, you probably ought to listen to this.
Well, I'm going
to
listen then.
Well, if you don't want to eat, don't pay attention. But that's the wonderful part of it, is everybody is interested in what we put in our mouths, and the fresher the better, and it translates into so many different directions. Into the economics of the thing, into the health of the thing. So we're going to start out with some general podcasts. We'll talk to the local people that are involved in the local food right now here, and then maybe countywide. And the big thing we'd really like to do is get input from those listeners to find out what they want to hear. What do you want to know? Do you want to know when the Bing Cherries are here? We can do that.
Yeah.
Or do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about more of the conceptual thing of why we ought to eat minimally processed food,
mm-hmm,
rather than what comes from the store?
Yeah.
So it'll be a wide range of things. Stay tuned, because who knows what we'll talk about.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. We're looking forward to it already, and I'm sure folks are too. If they weren't excited about it before, I'm sure they are now. What else do we need to know from you? Is there anywhere, you mentioned the local food hub, but is there anything else we need to plug before I let you go?
Not right now.
Okay.
Well, but I'll think of something just as soon as you push that button.
Okay. Sounds good. I will circle back to it, and I'll make sure to get the word out on anything you're promoting in the future. We'll look forward to the city council meeting in August, and then hopefully move forward with the food hub and local food podcast. And we'll have you back in here a whole bunch. Jack, appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jared.
He's Jack Schmidt. If you're not fired up about the Fremont Local Food Podcast and the Local Food Hub after that conversation, I don't know what to tell you. I'm excited about his efforts and all he's doing for the community, and I guarantee you that's going to be a really fun show. Early August, watch for that on the 10Cast Network. Again, we're debuting a brand new show, Dead and Gone in Wyoming, on Monday. We debuted a new show yesterday, Local Ladies with Bethany Baldez. She'll have another new episode on Wednesday. So follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter for more updates and more new shows from Fremont County. I want to thank Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street, downtown Lander. Right now, back to school shopping. They'll give you 10% off if you're a teacher, a staff member, or a student. Mention you heard the back to school special on the County 10 podcast. They'll give you 10% off of your order at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, again at 258 Main Street in downtown Lander. Thanks again for hanging in there with the first 10 episodes of the County 10 podcast. We'll have a whole lot of new content for you starting on Monday. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. And if you get an opportunity, if you're enjoying the episode so far, please tell a friend about us. Tell a friend to give us a like and a listen. And we would certainly appreciate that. If you've got feedback for us, you want to get in touch with the show, shoot us a message, 10cast@county10.com. That's 10cast@county10.com. Friday Tunes continue with Chancey Williams and the Younger Brothers Band. They're performing at the Fremont County Fairgrounds Wednesday the 31st. Here's their latest called The World Needs More Cowboys. Have a great weekend, Fremont County.
You might not see them as much on the silver screen, but they're still around. Those heart of steel shoot you straight and never back down. Yeah, Willie, I sure do. Their babies grew up to be one. 'Cause the world needs more cowboys, a few more people who ain't afraid to make noise and stand up with that kind of don't give up tough. More of those proud to be. Yeah, I think the world needs toughest cowboys I ever met were cowgirls. And I bet there'd be less people pushing people around these days if we had a few more Captain Calls and Gus McCrays. Yeah, the world needs more cowboys, a few more people who ain't afraid to make noise.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porters. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells & Bows Clothing Boutique for making the show possible. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.